Good morning, Columbus Branch. This is Ken Hodge, your branch president, with a postal podcast, postal rap session for you on this Sunday morning. It's going to be short. It's going to be brief, but it is very dynamic what I want to address today. Two issues. One, 3189 change of schedules. Mail handlers, if you read the top of that form, you are requesting a change of schedule for your own personal convenience, which means you don't have to verify or validate anything to management to get an approved 3189, which is your change of schedule. Now, the other side of that is, if you're on a change of schedule, you should not be working overtime. If you request the post office to change your schedule for your personal convenience, then working overtime is outside of that scope. If you are a mail handler on a change of schedule and you're working overtime, your union should take one of two actions. One, if you're not on the overtime desire list, that should be an overtime grievance paid to overtime desire list members. If you are on the overtime list, even though you're on a 3189, it would be a overtime violation, but since the person is on the overtime desire list, it's a makeup opportunity. In short, anytime you're on a change of schedule and you work overtime, on the list or off the list, that is a violation which would constitute an Article 8 violation. And our union needs to get a lot more aggressive with attacking that monetary cash cow. Next thing I really want to talk to you about is a little topic I call channeling your anger to the right entity, right person, right individual, right situation. More and more at work these days, I'm watching mail handlers getting upset with other mail handlers. And I'm going to tell you, never should that be an issue. We cannot, as employees, control the rate, the attitude, or perception of another individual when it comes to performing the job of a mail handler. That is not your responsibility. That is not your accountability. That rests 1,000% with postal management. When you allow yourself to get mad at another employee because they are not working as diligently as you would expect them to, then what you're doing is you're making yourself a postal manager and you're judging your own employees. Now, if that's the role you want to take, then volunteer, jump on that 204B program. Then that is within your right to try to motivate and get additional work out of people to work on what the postal management system likes to call that discretionary effort. But mail handler to mail handler, that is not your concern. And it's going to take a lot of conditioning and a lot of training for us to understand, let that go. Yes, exactly what I'm saying. You are not responsible or accountable to make people work. It's not your job. Your job is to do what you signed up to do. So if my contract says I'm going to move, and we don't have this in the contract, I'm giving you examples, please. Stay with me. If my contract says I'm going to move 5 containers a day, well, just because another mail handler has the same contract, but he don't move his 5, he or she don't move their 5 containers, that is not my responsibility. And listen to me very carefully, because I don't want you to think I'm asking you to lay down on the job or be less than a conscientious employee, because I'm not. What I'm saying to you is worry about you. You do the best that you can do, and that will be good enough for the Postal Service. Don't fall into that trap that management sets for us to have us fight each other, because that is the greatest way to maintain divisions amongst the mail handlers. We got to get united. We have to have solidarity. And one thing we have to understand, We are not responsible for the production rate, throughput, output, or anything else of any other mail handler. If management allows mail handlers to come to work and not go to work, that is not a mail handler's responsibility. And again, I want to say this over and over again. At no point in time do I ever advocate, try to insist, or even encourage you not to do your job, because that would just be asinine. You signed on to work at the post office. You know what you are accountable and responsible for doing. If you do the best you can do, trust me, they can't expect any more from you. But I will say to the mail handlers, again, if we have a job that has a lot of downtime in it, I said if, and management asks you to do additional work, then by the qualifications or the content or the scope of work, we should do that. So I say two things here on this podcast today. 3189, change the schedules. You should not work in overtime without the union filing some kind of overtime grievance. And two, let's stop worrying about the production output of another mail handler. Let's worry about their health. Let's worry about their well-being and their welfare. But how much work they do at work, hey, let's let that go and let management do their job. This is Kenny Hodge, your branch president, with a little bit of a fiery talk today. But hey, again, mail handlers, we have to take care of each other. Again, let's start inundating the union staff that's there replacing me until I return with requests for Article 8 information. And when we make Columbus management pay for violations, they will stop violating. This is your branch president. Have a wonderful day.